I'm Deb Knight and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Thursday, March the 28th, 2024. And while traders might have been making holiday plans for the extra long weekend, they were sure to pack some gains for the Easter break as well. Wall Street climbed once again to a record high and that set the tone for local action. The ASX 200 also smashed through its all-time high, finishing the day up 1% or 77 points to 7,896. So not a sign of red on the bourse, with all sectors finishing in the green. Utility companies were also licking their lips today off the back of a federal government announcement to plunge $1 billion into solar manufacturing. As our energy transition continues, there are more and more emerging opportunities with technology. And while China might boast the majority of solar panel generation at the moment, here in Australia, it's hoped we can do a lot better. The new manufacturing facility will sit on the site of the now shut Liddell coal-fired power plant in coal country in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. And if the government gets it right, this plan could make up for the hundreds of jobs lost as the area moves away from fossil fuels. So this is the start, but it might not be all. This will see solar tech company SunDrive partner with AGL and its billionaire majority shareholder Mike Cannon-Brookes, who has long been looking to make waves in the green energy sector. AGL's share price finished the day up 0.9% to $8.34 on the news, with the utility sector rising by more than 1% overall. And you can hear more on the manufacturing announcement by listening to Money News tonight at 7pm or via the podcast feed. Beach Energy's commitment to cost-cutting will see 30% of its workforce cut loose, but the savings encouraged investors, with shares rising 3.7% to $1.83 on the news. Mineral Resources flagged it would look to digitally auction off lithium to get higher prices for the once-loved metal. That sent shares soaring, up 3.8% on the day to $70.87. It wasn't the only materials company enjoying today, with shares in BHP up 1.4%, Fortescue rising 2%, and BlueScope Steel higher by 3.7%. There weren't too many losers on the day, but after a stellar run of late, Zipco fell 7.3% on profit-taking. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare suffered a drop after recalling some of its sleep apnea devices. Shares were down 2.8% to $23.66. And it wasn't a day for gambling, with Tabcorp shedding 1.3% and the Lottery Corporation losing 0.4%. On the currency markets, it's steady as she goes. The Aussie dollar still worth 65.3 US cents, 51.7 British pence, 99 Japanese yen, but has leapt to $1.09 New Zealand. Gold is pushing once again up to its record territory, now at US $2,215 an ounce. Iron ore futures are trading at $101 US dollars a tonne. Brent crude oil has pushed above US $86 a barrel, and Bitcoin is steady, worth $106,683 Aussie dollars. Now, the Taylor Swift effect has struck again, delivering another dose of Swiftonomics. The latest retail figures for February show sales were pretty flat, except for all the spending around Tay-Tay's sold-out shows, sending the overall figure 0.3% higher. There was a boost in accommodation prices in Sydney and Melbourne, where the 600,000 fans descended, and spending on Taylor Swift-inspired outfits, so all the clothing, the footwear, the personal accessories, was up 4.2%. Dining out was also higher by 0.5%, directly linked to the concerts. Spending on household goods fell sharply as cost of living pressures continue to bite, down 0.8% compared to a sharp 2.1% rise in January. And seasonally adjusted, retail spending was up just 1.6% through the year, down from 6.5% the year before. So the higher interest rates are working to slow down our spending, apart from a one-off splurge on the global megastar that is Taylor Swift. Tonight on the show, I'll find out just how viable the government's $1 billion spend on solar manufacturing is. Can we really compete with China? I'll also look at the booming market for secondhand cars and calls to boost financial literacy by teaching the basics in schools. That's all at 7pm tonight on your radio, via streaming or in your podcast feed. I'm Deb Knight. I'll speak to you then.